That's all you need to know, really.
Hey, this is show number
7
of Hindu and the Jew.
Yes, welcome, welcome.
We now have... Okay, so this is really cool. We were on Don and Drew's... the Don and Drew Show's...
website thing?
Forum. So anyways, because they have a place where you can plug your podcast, and I, of course, since I want everyone to listen, plugged it, and I put it up there. Someone responded saying it was good. So now, there are officially 2 people that listen to it. Other than, you know...
The ones we've told to.
Other people, yeah, that we forcibly...
Real people.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 real people.
Also, I'd like to mention our first international listener. I forgot to mention him last episode.
Wait, what?
His name is Shail Lakshman.
No.
Carl was first. No, but he's not our first international. He's our first non-telling international. Non-telling person who listens. Let's let me finish.
Okay, fine.
Okay, anyway. His name is Shail Lakshman. And he lives in England. I used to know him when I used to live in England.
What's your ideas?
And so, he was the first one who I sent, made this listen to, who wasn't in the U.S. And so, we'd just like to say thank you to him, because he was across the pond and listened to it.
Across the pond.
Hey, also, yes, if you've listened to last episode, you'll remember a discussion about Dune. And how the Jew doesn't like reading them because they have too much detail. And so I've come up with a rebuttal for that. I say, if a book doesn't have detail, you get something like Harry Potter.
Wait. There we go.
There we go. Anyway, moving on.
I don't even want to go there.
Why do we have books? Go away.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, another thing I want to...
So anyways, just a sec. Let me explain what I'm doing, because I'm going to make random comments throughout this. Right now, I'm trying to figure out a way to convert my movies I take on my Clio into Quick... Yes, they're QuickTime, so I want to convert them into Avi or something so I can put them online. Or AVI. I call it AVI. Like the author. So I can put them online,
and you guys can watch them.
Because there's this one I have where Hindu's doing this really lame dance.
Hey, and it's great.
And it was really funny, because today we were shooting airsoft. I have an airsoft gun. And so we were out in my driveway shooting it, and he was doing all these really hilarious things.
It was good.
Very Austin Powersy.
Very Austin Powersy. I mean, I'll have to do is be shorter, white, and wear weird clothes, and I'll be Austin Powers. And also I have to have a bit bad teeth.
Yeah, bad teeth.
Then I'll be Austin Powers. Like, hey, baby!
Like all British people.
I just threw something at him, but it didn't hit him.
No, I'm safe. I'm good.
Yeah, baby.
So
that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, baby.
Oh god.
Oh baby.
He's a ladies' man.
Oh yeah.
Just look at him. Every girl wants him.
That's right.
Even I want him right now.
Because you're like every other girl. Okay. Wait. So I made a list. Oh, SOLs. We never talked about SOLs. We talked about SATs.
Yeah, we did talk about SOLs.
Which you get the scores on Mondays.
We talked about SATs. Yes, we did.
SOLs are even more stupid, and no one else knows about them. Everyone knows about SATs. They should, but
no one knows about SOLs outside of Virginia.
Because why?
Okay, SOLs are.
You may think it just stands for shit out of luck. It also means standards of learning in Virginia, which is basically shit out of luck.
I mean, it's so stupid. I had to take the world one, and we got 2 hours to do it. I finished it in half an hour, and I slept.
Oh, yeah. Even I
70 questions
probably
just
passed.
Busted through it.
I probably passed the history one.
It's so easy.
It is.
It's like one of the questions is like, I don't know, where did first man come from? Antarctica, Africa, America, or Asia? I thought that's such a stupid question because everyone knows it's Africa.
Oh, why is this not opening?
Open. Because you're a Jew.
Open.
Anyway, something else I wanted to discuss today was, well, let's talk about Axe deodorant because
No, this is stupid. No,
I want to talk about.
Wait,
I want to talk about it. I wish to talk about it. Okay, they say Axe deodorant, when you wear it, it's like, then all the girls will go crazy for you.
This is funny. Okay, never mind. I have something funny that I want to talk about when you know.
Okay, fine. But I don't believe this, and nor should you. It's just basically a rip-off to get you to buy small containers for more money than you could get large containers for. But an interesting thing was if we could control our pheromones. If we can control what type of pheromones we give off, we could do almost anything. It'd be great. We could
work.
Get girls chasing after one, or make someone back off because you're giving off smells of rage and uncontrollability and stuff.
Oh, crap.
That'd be great. What?
The memory sticks in my palm because we're recording right now.
Also, a good thing about deodorant is you can conceal your pheromones. So if you don't, like, if you're walking around and you don't want anyone to notice you, if that life organism can only detect you via your pheromones and you have deodorant, then you'll be concealed very well. Very well indeed. Anyway, okay, the Jew can tell you his funny story now.
Okay, so anyways, my neighbor who I have to drive to school every day, because he's a bum. He's a bum. Danny, you're a bum. I drive to school every day, wasting my precious gas, and I don't get anything out of it. But, okay, anyways, he didn't show up the other day. So my brother, who doesn't have a name, so we'll call him Noah. Noah, we were like, okay, fine, we're going to leave a little early because we had to take SOLs. And so we drove over to his house, and he wasn't there. So we're like, okay, well, let's ring the doorbell. So we rang it, and he didn't answer. So we're like, screw him. So we left.
I think I thought that was actually going somewhere.
No, I think it might be out of town. But
apparently, it didn't go anywhere.
Well, see, when I wrote down that it was going to be funny, that was when we thought he was still at home. Because that would have been funny. Oh, I'm bombing.
Anyway, we were supposed to have our English SOL on Friday, but they messed up, and now we have it after Memorial Day weekend. For you people in Australia and England, it's after the coming weekend.
Yeah, here's okay. Good. You can come on the show.
Yeah, we have our
It's my brother.
Speaker.
It's my brother Noah.
We have our
And Beanpole was over here for like 3 hours.
Yeah, and then the Jew was so lazy he didn't manage to get
I wanted to record, but we had to play Halo.
Anyway, here's Noah. Say hello, Noah.
Hello.
We couldn't be bothered to think
he's
of a
an
name.
Idiot.
Actually, the only name which comes to mind from is Ark. We'll call him Ark.
Stupid head.
Stupid Ark.
Stupid.
Stupark. Hey, you're Stupark. Say hello to Stupark.
Spark's fine.
No, Stupark. Well, I'll call him Stupark. You all can call him whatever stupid
name
you come
stupid.
Up with.
Hey, idiot.
Good one.
It's a bit harsh, really, but
okay.
Amusing.
So, what we want to talk about.
Okay, so since you're the guest, you have to bring
up. Oh, wait, no, because I had something I wanted to talk
about.
You
guys can interview.
Look, I wrote down stuff. I had a plan.
Give me.
No, okay. So one of the things is, this summer I'm going to Amsterdam.
Oh,
and I'm
going
to be biking from Amsterdam to Paris. And I had a great idea. I'm like, okay.
He's going to be going to the red light district.
Yeah, oh yeah.
On
that's
going to
be fun.
He's going to buy a blow up woman.
Yes. No. No, I'm going to buy a real woman.
No!
So anyways.
Listen.
Anyways.
Guys,
it's I know
Jew's
we
dad.
Have to go soon. Don't.
No. Two things.
Pause it.
We have to go.
We're recording. No, this is okay.
We have to go. In 15 minutes, number one. Could you please pick up all
Dad
the stuff you left in the garage?
How about Mr. Annoying?
Good one. We'll call you Mr.
Okay.
A.
We'll wrap this up soon. We just gotta finish this up. We've only got 7 minutes. This is gonna be a short show.
Okay.
Well, we'll record on the way to your house, too.
Possibly.
But, okay, wait.
Up and do it.
But what I was gonna say, just go and we'll go. We'll finish sooner if you leave.
I'm gonna shut things down.
How?
I have ways.
We have ways? This is running on battery power.
Okay.
But okay. Anyways, okay, yeah, so we're wrapping this up. Send me your ideas on how to convert QuickTime to Avi. Or anything else that I can
buy.
Charles. Yeah, so we told them about you. Anyways, but the point of this whole thing about going to Amsterdam is that basically I'm going to try to bring my palm on the trip with me and some batteries. And I'll try to record.
Yeah, he's going to record it. It's going to bomb.
Like a daily journal.
It's going to bomb so bad.
Yeah. So we're going to take segments. We're not going to
record. No, what we're
going to
do is we're going to have it. We're going to have, say, like, David's journeys. And what we're going to do is. We'll
and
do
since
it.
I figured out.
Wait.
Okay. Wait, okay, fine.
Wait.
You should
interview we'll
random people on the street.
And we'll do running. Will you keep quiet, Supark? And then we'll do running commentary over it.
Yeah.
Talk about his journey.
That
which is
good.
Probably what he was going to say, but he was going to go all bombing
okay.
about it.
And also, I'm going to record movie files. And okay, so right now I'm going to put up this one of the Hindus dance. And you can see it. But you have to download it. It's QuickTime, so you guys can all open it. But okay,
okay,
wow,
so we're
going to
pause it now.
Jesus Christ.
We're in the car now.
We are in the car now.
Okay, that just made noise. Okay, we're in the car now. Sorry about that. Okay, forward. Okay, anyway. Basically,
my dad.
No. Finish your story.
Wait,
story.
So I'm gonna bring it with me and record. I'll try to get some video. If I bring a compact flash card with me, it should work.
Also, if you get bored of just listening to him bomb completely, we'll probably have an audio thing going on. Yeah, I know, I'm just repeating it. Also,
because it's only been like an eighth of a second.
During the summer, We're not going to get anything done during July and August because I won't be here.
Just July. What about August? Where are you
August, going? I'm in India in August. So yeah.
I'll bring something with you. Bring a lapel mic.
No, I'm just taking my laptop.
Oh, will you record there?
Probably.
Okay.
I'll try.
Please do.
I shall try.
Please do.
And then we'll have the journeys of the Hindu and the Jew.
No, you should do. Will you be able to get online?
Probably, but not with my laptop.
Send them to me. We can talk back and forth.
No, they have 56. Be able to. They might be able to, because my uncle has broadband in Hyderabad, which is in India, but it bombs. It just completely bombs for some reason.
It crashes.
No, bombs. It literally does what? It just explodes.
Bombs.
Bombs.
So Indian.
Something I would like to say about the summer is, in July, I applied for this summer course thing in Stanford for me to do music theory, and my dad was like, and I was like, no, I'm not gonna get in. He said, do it anyway. And I was like, it's like $4,000. And he's like, so I was like, okay.
Do it.
Anyway, so
that's a good movie, Starsky and Hutch.
I did all the applications and stuff, and
it's
we
not
sent
as funny as Zoolander.
No.
Files are in the computer.
I was bulimic. You could read minds? That was great. Anyway, also
Garrick Zoolander.
Also, because I got in, I'd like to thank Mr. Baldi Mustachio, because he's the one who did the teacher recommendation for me.
Get
in.
Nobody wants to hear about this. Let's talk.
I want
to
finish, and I got in, and I'm happy now.
Okay.
It should be good.
Okay. So, a common subject for us is books, and I was gonna say there was a new book. What was it? Oh yeah, I wanted to talk. We had to read When the Wind Blows for AP Biology.
Haven't read. Oh yeah.
My God, yes, you have.
Yeah, I forgot.
It's by
James Patterson.
James Patterson, who's written some good stuff and then some not so good stuff. But it's a really good book about genetically engineered kids that can fly.
Okay. He thinks it's great. So he
it's a great book.
So he reads everything by James Patterson now. He just goes out and buys stuff.
No, I read some stuff that Mr. Baldi Mustache recommended.
I thought it was an okay book. It's not that well written.
I thought it was really good.
The idea is good.
It's not
great.
It was a page turner, and the sequel was too.
Not so much for me. For me, Dune is a page turner.
Oh my God.
For me, Dune is a stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning page turner.
Yeah, sure.
You cannot put that book down once you get into it. Anyway, also
you're dead and your arms have
atrophied.
No, after you die,
rigidified.
After you die
and
you
rigid
get really
and
stiff.
Yeah, I know, rigidified.
No, it's not rigidified. It's called.
That annoying tick tick noise is the sound of
my blinker.
His blinker.
Yeah, you can hear it. I was listening to the old one. I'm like, wow, that's really loud. But, oh well.
Anyway, also
I put up more show notes. We're listed in more places now.
You can get us almost everywhere.
This is too bad.
No, 5th one and 6th one are really
good.
Sorry
about that. Keep listening, please.
I wanted to talk about something as well. What else did I want to talk about?
Oh, so I made a whole list to think about, and we didn't really look at
remember.
It at all. I'd like to talk about some movies next time.
Oh yeah, we can talk about some movies now.
You just Nazi?
Johnny English.
That was funny.
If you're one of those people who think Johnny English...
He represents all English people.
No, he doesn't. If you're one of those people who think Johnny English is a completely boring movie and you don't see the humor, you're crazy. There's something wrong with you, because that movie...
Unless you're listening, in that case we like you, so we don't want to insult you.
That movie is ridiculously amusing. For example, they're in a sushi bar, and this,
his tie gets caught
in the conveyor belt. You know they have those conveyor belts? Anyway, his tie gets caught. That's it. But I was very amused when they toast. The woman he's sitting with tells him, may you have good luck or something. And then he raises his glass and he goes, may all your daughters be born with three bottoms. And I was just so ridiculously amused by that. Because it's so ridiculously funny.
Yes.
Once again, it's British humor, I guess.
I don't know.
He just finds the really physical aspects of it funny, not the actual proper funny stuff funny.
Kind of like Three Stooges.
I've never liked the Three Stooges.
I can't do it.
Okay, that's good. I like Stanley... what was he called now?
Monty Python.
No.
Okay, Monty Python's amazing, and he has not seen anything good by them. It's just sad.
Laurel and Hardy.
That's
it.
You're a bad English person.
Why?
Haven't seen that.
I'm not English. Maybe that's why.
Yes.
Anyway, we're going to wrap this up because I'm almost home. Basically, site dac2000.tripod.com. Comment lines 1206.
98 H&J 1206 222 Prague 1206. No, that's wrong. Anyway, just go to our site. Just go to our website. Yeah, it's so much easier. Leave a comment. Email us at thejewandhindu@gmail.com. No spaces, no underscores, just the Jew and Hindu one word.
Okay.
And we'll see you next time.
Or post on any bulletin board, because I'm constantly looking around for people that are listening. And so thanks, guy from Wisconsin.
He listens to us.
We were good.
Yes.
That was nice of you.
That was nice of
him.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm Elvis Presley, because I'm fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, bye.
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 Okay. Meet.